This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. Our first guest is the new COO at the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. That's Chief Operating Officer Roald Helgeson. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Yeah, Howa, it's so nice to have you here. Let's see if I can get this intro right. You grew up in Sitka, and you are Haida, Eagle Frog of the Skajua clan. Did I say that right?
Scott, that sounds great. Thank you.
All right. You graduated magna cum laude with a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science with a minor in Public Administration from the University of Alaska Anchorage and a Master of Science in Healthcare Administration from Trinity University in San Antonio, Texas. Roald, what else should we add to your introduction?
Scott, I am a husband and a father of two kids. And I'll also share with you back in the town I grew up with in Sitka, I met my wife. We were both volunteer firefighters and emergency medical technicians.
Interesting. And you are going to be living here in Juneau full time. Is that right?
Scott, I'll be there part of the time. I do have a house in South Central Alaska and in the process right now of getting a home there in Juneau.
All right. I bet there are some excited firefighters out there listening right now. Are you going to possibly have time to get involved here in Juneau?
It's unlikely that I'll do that. I think that that's a, I think I've passed those days of donning an air pack and running into burning buildings.
All right. So you're going to be here part-time thinking about this fall and winter. And I was thinking before we talk about business and your new position, what are other things you like to do with your free time?
Well, thank you for that question, Scott. I like getting outside, and that doesn't matter if it's on the water or if it's on the beach, or even if it's into the woods, whether it's walking or whether it's out on ATVs. And as I said, I really enjoy being headed out on the boat. I do a bit of rowing as well, and so I enjoy that for some peace and solitude.
Nice, and I'm sure you're getting plenty of offers from your colleagues at Tlingit and Haida to take you out.
Boy, I sure hope that those will be rolling in.
Should we do a call out right now? Get rolled on the water as soon as possible.
I think we're waiting for COVID to clear here.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. It does look like we're going to have some nice weather tomorrow. So looking forward to that.
Very good.
All right, I guess we should get to business just a little bit. Chief Operating Officer, what does a day in your life look like? You began back in July. What's keeping you busy?
Well, quite a bit has been keeping me busy. First, learning all the activities that we're doing at the Central Council. And, you know, Scott, I'm a tribal citizen, and it amazes me all of the activity that Tlingit and Haida is in the middle of. So much of my first few weeks on the job have been learning our activities and how I can support our team best. The departments that I'm working with regularity, our cultural heritage and education, our tribal family and youth services, the Head Start, Native Lands and Resources, public safety, reentry and recovery, our very important 477 programs, self-governance, human resources, and information technology. But really, that's all about supporting our president, Richard Peterson, not only supporting President Peterson and the Executive Council, but also Tribal Assembly. So it's a lot to get your hands around to understand and be able to support them the best way possible. But when you think about why we're here, and that's for our tribal citizens, it's energizing each day.
Yeah, you mentioned President Peterson, and I think a lot of our listeners know President Peterson, and we've had him on the show several times. How might you compare or contrast, say, your two roles in the organization?
Well, I view my role really is to support the president and to support our staff. So President Peterson is the head of our organization. He is the elected tribal leader. My role is to work with our team, support the mission, vision, and the values of the organization, the goals that have been set out by Tribal Assembly and our Executive Council, as well as under the direction of the president. So to put it all in short is really to make his life easier so that he can spend as much time out there advocating and setting the general direction for the organization.
Okay. You've outlined several roles that you'll be playing in several departments and several initiatives and programs. What do you see as maybe the biggest challenge that you and your colleagues face going into, let's say, the next year?
I think our biggest challenge right now is how are we going to do our work differently in this COVID environment? So many of the employees of Tlingit and Haida have done just an outstanding job as they've been working mostly from a distance to assure that our programs are up and running, still serving our tribal citizens. As you go across the entire spectrum of services, so much effort has been put into making sure that our services have continuity and that we're doing it safely. So what does that mean over the next few months? COVID keeps changing. We thought we were coming out of it for a period of time, that we might be able to return to our offices and to our workplaces. We've seen a spike in Alaska. We need to make sure that we have healthy families and healthy staff. At Tlingit and Haida, we've had to ask folks again to telecommute into work. So we're looking forward to that time that eventually we'll see that immunization come its way, vaccination come its way, and that we can get back to those offices. So transitioning from first, how do we telecommute well? How do we deliver our services the best way we can from a distance standpoint? And then how do we get back into the office, recover from this? And what will our new normal look like? I think that there's going to be some benefits. We want to be, as President Peterson says, we want to be stronger on the other side of this. And so what will that look like for us and how we deliver our services to our tribal citizens, not those who are just in the service area, but our tribal, our 32,000 tribal citizens that are across the entire United States.
Right. I imagine a lot of our listeners can relate to those challenges. I think a lot of us are facing those too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. As a tribal citizen and now the CEO, sort of on the flip side of the challenges question, what are you most proud of?
I think as a tribal citizen coming into Central Council, I thought I had a good idea of what our programs were. And I have learned that our programs have far more depth and breadth than I ever imagined. The Central Tlingit and Haida has been putting on some Thursday noontime chats for all of us as citizens and others to join. It's done on Zoom and Facebook. And our program managers and frontline staff of a variety of different programs have been coming and sharing the information about what's available from our tribal government and the support that we can receive. And it's just amazing to me how many different programs and the staff that are behind those programs, the direction that they're going, whether it is our Native Lands and Resources, which was yesterday's presentation, or the work we're doing in cultural heritage and education. It's exciting to me. It's exciting to me as a language learner to understand where we might be able to get support, to see how that's growing, to see what our staff are doing in tribal family and youth services. Had an opportunity to talk with our judiciary branch at the tribe to hear what our tribal court has been up to and the work of the tribal court, not just in the area of running the courts, but also the incredible work they've been doing around prevention and support of our tribal citizens. And then there's a very exciting program that has been started, and they're working on reentry and recovery. And in fact, just was able to get some permitting through the city and borough of Juneau to be able to open several reentry and recovery homes right here in the Juneau area. And very excited about that option so that we can reduce recidivism for our people and other partners in the community.
Absolutely. And please keep us up to date on the progress of that program. I know here in public media, we're also interested in all things reentry and recovery. Let me reintroduce you if you're just tuning in. This is KTLO's Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Scott Burton, and our guest right now is Roald Helgeson. He is the new Chief Operating Officer at the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. Roald, you mentioned the Thursday noontime chats, and I'm wondering for our listeners and for tribal citizens and general members of the community, what's the best way to participate in Clinkit and Haida's governing process?
Well, thank you for that question. So there are political subdivisions of the Central Council of Clinkit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, and those are called community councils. And those community councils are elected by the citizens of the tribe. They're elected in from their community, and they exist across our Southeast communities, as well as located in Anchorage and Seattle and San Francisco. And reaching out oftentimes at a start to that level is possible. Obviously, reaching out to President Peterson directly as the head of Clinkit and Haida, he's extremely accessible, whether it's by Facebook or other social media or a phone call to him or to his office. He's incredibly accommodating and available to people to be able to reach out to our executive council of vice presidents, all listed on our website, are also dedicated individuals who are accountable, and they come from each one of those political subdivisions, or several of those political subdivisions that I just mentioned, from all the way from San Francisco and Seattle to Ketchikan and Yakutat and communities right here in Southeast Alaska. So I find that our folks are very accessible, and we're trying to push information out. And so going to the website as well, or the Facebook page for Clinkit and Haida, to make a connection to join those chats. And the president has made commitment that we're going to answer every question. Even if our answer isn't exactly what we want it to be yet, we're still growing and becoming a better tribe as time goes. But you know, when you think about where we've come from, we've built on incredible successes of our predecessors. They've really done a great job to position us well. And so it really is an honor to join the team and work on what the goals of the tribe are for Clinkit and Haida. So I would encourage anybody who has a question to be able to reach out to our leadership at any one of those levels.
Okay. Well, sir, it's been nice meeting you. Nice talking to you. Is there anything I'm missing or anything you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I would share that this is a great time to be able to join the tribe. The work that Clinkit and Haida is doing around not only our political sovereignty, but our economic sovereignty is exciting. Hawa, thank you for letting me join you this afternoon.
Hawa, and thank you so much. Keep in touch.
Hausnam Klingsong.
Transforming our house into a powwow with surround sound. Checked it out loud, dancing downtown. You throw it in the parade. Got hella umbrellas, it's a game how it's played. Santa Kahini, that's what our creepy. It's not just easy, now you've got to believe me. That's what the flounder sea is, giving us more power than Jesus. Happily as ever after.